Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
I have a question for you. Do you want to be a real hero? Do you want people to be talking about you for years and years to come? Well, that sometimes happens when we follow God. And today we're going to walk with an extraordinary hero. We're going to step into the sandals of Joshua and the people of Israel as they embark on an extraordinary journey into the promised land, the land that God promised to them. In this thrilling adventure, you'll march around mighty walls, hear the blast of trumpets, and witness the power of faith and obedience, doing what God says. Are you ready to discover how trusting in God's plan can lead to amazing victories? The sun was just rising, casting a warm golden glow over the plains of Moab. The Israelites stood at the edge of the Jordan River, its waters flowing fast and deep. On the other side lay the promised land, a place God had promised to give them. Joshua, their new leader after Moses, walked among the people. His eyes were filled with determination and faith. "Get ready," he told them. "In 3 days we will cross the Jordan and take the land the Lord is giving us." But how would they cross such a wide, rushing river? The children clung to their parents, gazing nervously at the swirling waters. Can you imagine standing beside a river that seems impossible to cross? Joshua called the priests and gave them special instructions. "Take the Ark of the Covenant and lead the way." The Ark was like a special chest. It had inside it the stones on which God had written the Ten Commandments. It was special, it was holy, and they were carrying it into the water. As soon as the priests carrying the Ark stepped into the river, something incredible happened. The waters upstream stopped flowing and piled up in a great big heap. Downstream, below them, the riverbed became dry. "Look, the river stopped!" the people shouted in amazement. The priest stood in the middle of the dry riverbed, holding the ark, while all the Israelites crossed over on dry ground. Mothers carried their babies. Children skipped along, and the elderly walked with smiles on their faces. Once everyone had crossed, Joshua told 12 men to pick up 12 stones from the riverbed. They carried them to their new camp as a memorial, something to remember this by. In the future, when your children ask about these stones, tell them how God stopped the Jordan River so we could cross, Joshua explained. As soon as the priests stepped out of the river, the waters returned to their place, flowing as they had before. Imagine seeing a river just stop so you can cross. How do you think the Israelites felt knowing, because they saw this, knowing it was impossible, and yet it happened? And so knowing that God was with them. Camped near the ancient city of Jericho, the Israelites gazed at its tall, strong walls. Jericho was a fortress city with walls so thick that people built houses on them. The gates were locked tight because the people of Jericho had heard about the Israelites and they were afraid. One evening, Joshua decided to take a walk near the camp. The sky was painted with hues of pink and purple as the sun set. Deep in thought, he wondered how they could possibly conquer such a fortified city. Suddenly, Joshua saw a man standing before him with a drawn sword in his hand. Startled, Joshua approached him cautiously. "Are you for us, or are you for our enemies?" he asked. Neither, the man replied. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Realizing he was in the presence of a divine messenger, Joshua fell face down to the ground. What message does my Lord have for his servant? He asked respectfully. The commander replied, Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. Joshua did as he was told. The commander then gave Joshua specific instructions on how to take the city of Jericho. It was a plan unlike any battle plan Joshua had ever heard. Can you imagine being given a plan that sounds unusual, but promises to be successful if you trust and obey? Joshua returned to camp and gathered the priests and the people. He shared God's plan with them. March around the city once a day for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing their trumpets. When you hear a long blast, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse. You can go in. The people listened carefully. It was a rather strange plan. But they trusted Joshua, and more importantly, they trusted God. How would you feel if you were asked to do something that didn't make sense at first? Would you trust God? Would you follow the instructions? The next morning, as the sun peeked over the horizon, the Israelites prepared to march. The priests took up the Ark of the Covenant, and 7 priests carried trumpets made from ram's horns. In complete silence, except for soft footsteps and the occasional trumpet sound, they began to march around Jericho. The people of Jericho watched from the walls, puzzled and a bit anxious. What are they doing? They whispered amongst themselves. After circling the city once, the Israelites returned to camp. They did this for 6 days. Each day the routine was the same, marching around the city in silence, then returning to rest. On the 7th day, Joshua woke the camp early. Today is the day, he announced with excitement. This time they marched around the city 7 times. The priests blew their trumpets continuously. Can you imagine the suspense building? The people must have been both excited and nervous, wondering what would happen next. After the 7th lap, the priests gave a long blast on their trumpets. Joshua shouted, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. All at once, the Israelites let out a mighty shout. The ground began to rumble beneath their feet. The massive walls of Jericho started to shake. Stones cracked, tumbled. In an astonishing display of God's power, the walls collapsed, fell flat. Look, the walls are down! The people cheered. Joshua and his army charged straight into the city and captured it just as God had promised. They remembered to spare Rahab and her family because she had helped the Israelite spies earlier. They brought her and her family safely out of the city. The victory was complete, and it was all because they trusted and obeyed God's unusual plan. Imagine seeing walls collapse simply because you followed God's instructions. How amazing, how powerful is that? Joshua and the Israelites showed that when we trust and obey God, even when his plans seem unusual, amazing things can happen. Just like the walls of Jericho came down, obstacles in our own lives can be overcome when we have faith. How might you show trust in God's plans today? Maybe there's something you're unsure about, but by listening and trusting, you can see wonderful results.